Welcome back to the Olga Express Show. I'm Olga, your host. How you doing? I'm going to dive right into it. I'm doing, as much requested, highly anticipated, a real live reaction of Sansom, A Quick Word. It's coming up. Hey, welcome back. Before we get started, make sure to hit the like button, share, comment, subscribe, comment in the live. I will read your chat. You know your comments are my fuel. Keep them coming. I do read them and I will respond during the live and after the live. If you're watching this replay, make sure to leave a comment. Yes. And I hope you're having a fabulous day. Okay. As I said, I want to get right into it. So I am going to screen share and let's do this. Welcome, Chad Edwards. I'm going to be late to work for this one. And that's okay. Laugh out loud. Love it. Laugh out loud emoji. Laugh out loud emoji. Hands up. Heart. Love it. Thank you. Welcome. So great to have somebody with me live for this highly anticipated A Quick Word by Sansom. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Okay. I'm doing it. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Every time I do these reaction videos, I always get so, like, nervous. In a good way, I guess, you know. It's not a bad nervous, but... getting in that zone. Because you know I like to be totally present, 100% real, raw, unfiltered, uncensored, as much as they try. Okay. A quick word. Sansom, here we go.
Every night before I go to sleep, I speak to the man that rules above. He helps get me through these trying times. He guides my way and gets me through the mud. As a mortal man, I put my life in your hands, because I know you'll do everything to steer me straight. And because of that, a lot of people tell me that I'm wrong, and they act like they're right, but it's clear they ain't. They smear your name, but I fear your reign. Some folks don't.
I always laugh because this guy's facial expressions. Look at him. And he's like pretty much stoic. He hasn't changed his position. I love him praying by the bed. Great, powerful message. I love the simplicity, the realism, and that spotlight right on him. Okay, Sansom and your mullet.
Don't know how much you sacrifice. It's clear they ain't. They smear your name, but I fear your reign. Some folks don't know how much you sacrifice. And when judgment day comes, they're gonna be sorry, because they're all gonna have to pay a massive price. But I won't, because I live for you, no matter how many of my peers doubt me.
Ooh, powerful, powerful.
Every breath I take and every step I make is in your name. That'll never change.
Oh, yes.
Dear Fauci. Every breath I take and every step I make is in your name. That'll never change. Dear Fauci.
Don't I always say that? I'm like, you know, freaking Fauci, Fettuccine, St. Fauci, whatever. Love this. Oh, my God. No wonder people have been telling me, you need to do this. You need to do this. Get it. I get it. I get it. Thank you so much for the recommendation. I got to do this one more time. I got to hear him say that one more time.
Every breath I take and every step I make is in your name. That'll never change. Dear Fauci, Easter is coming up. Do you think that I could spend it with my loved ones? Maybe open up the window, let the wind blow. Maybe circulate the air, mix it up some. No, I was kidding too. It's just a little joke. I would never disapprove. I already put the chair 6 feet apart and cut a little hole in my mask big enough to get my spoon through. Yup. Yes, my lord. Vaccine.
Yep. Yes, my lord. I love it. Love it.
Cards are gonna get checked at the door. I don't care if my brother, my father, my mother doesn't have it. If they don't, they can go next door.
Do you think he picked the middle finger on purpose, or do you think that was an accident?
They're not welcome at my table. I don't care. My brother, my father, my mother doesn't have it. If they don't, they can go next door. They're not welcome at my table. I don't care if you've already had it. There ain't nothing you can tell me. This is fatal. I ain't buying into the junk that Trump sold you chumps. Fuck your narrative. I'm not gonna help you with your fable. I'm trying to keep my health stable. They don't even have the boosters.
Trying to keep my health stable. Wow, what a great way of spinning such horrible, horrible non-elected leaders, by the way.
I'm not going to help you with your fable. I'm trying to keep my...
Good, good. I'm not going to help you yet. Like, I'm standing my ground. I ain't playing your freaking psycho games.
Health stable, they don't even have their booster shots. They're my family and I love them to death, but they're gonna kill me if I let them in. Should I do it or not? And my friend keeps trying to convince me that he's fine cause he's been vaccinated, but it isn't the same. He only got 2 shots, that was 6 months ago. You gotta get 3, now the definition has changed. He better stop bitching cause he might need 4. Maybe every quarter of the year there might be more. Why would you ask questions at a time like this? I mean, I could loot a Nike store.
This guy is really incredible. I could look, oh my God, I could loot a Nike store. Yeah. You can't leave a house 6 feet apart, but you can loot a store. But delivery, brilliant delivery, Sansom, brilliant. Love you. Oh my God, you're so cute.
Be more, why would you ask questions at a time like this? I mean, I could loot a Nike store. Always talking about natural immunity, vitamin C and capsules of glutamine, water and exercise, going to the gym and eating healthy, zinc and potassium. Ooh-wee.
I don't want to keep imitating him, but it's so good. I'm telling you, this is my favorite thing about this guy. Great. The lyrics are great. All truth, 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 truth. Well played. Well played, and we're only midway. Whoa.
He probably loves Joe Rogan, and that's why his views are inept. I mean, fucking immune systems? How stupid is that? When have we ever relied on those? Yeah.
I just spoke about this in my earlier live today, right? About the immune system because of that new COVID strain that they made in a lab in BU. And everybody's just what? Is everyone just so wiped out? They really have done such a number on us that we just are like, oh, I'm surprised that people aren't going nuts over this. Or like really, okay, sorry. Samson.
Immune systems? How stupid is that? When have we ever relied on those? Yeah, exactly. I don't know. What? Before 2020? Don't be a dummy. You know that was such a long time ago. This is more than the flu, misfortune and doom. This is apples and oranges, a fork and a spoon. Just two different things that you can't even compare. And if you want to go there, you're a moron if you do. Idiot. Probably doesn't watch the news. He probably does his own research. He's a doctor too. Thinks critically, informs an opinion to the best of his advantage. I mean, I can't even talk to you. Have you not seen the SNL skits? Rest in hell.
Oh, right? Isn't that horrible? We used to be like number one SNL. Oh my God, like the most viewed Saturday night watch. Used to be funny, so creative. Oh, good point there, Sansom. And you're young.
You. Have you not seen the SNL skits? Rest in hell.
That's the news.
Piece of shit, don't even go there. I know you've heard the songs with Stephen Colbert. I know you've seen all of the...
Right? How disgusting was that song with the freaking syringes? I mean, what? Like, and everyone... Oh, probably the most cringe thing I think I've seen in the last 2 years was that moment.
Piece of shit, don't even go there. I know you've heard the songs with Stephen Colbert. I know you've seen all of those vaccine musicals on the late night shows. How could you not? And yeah. If you don't believe...
No, they were shoving them down our throat. Seriously, talk about a Twilight Zone.
I know you've seen all of those vaccine musicals on the late night shows. How could you not? And if you don't believe those, I don't think that's what Fauci would want, huh? Nah, fuck the AIDS pandemic. That was way back in the 80s, man, forget it. I don't care that you got everything wrong back then, too. This is like way damn different.
Right?
I'm willing to give you a second chance and a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. Man, I don't like to get into the technical shit. Just tell me how many more injections to get. Gain of function. That's just Republicans saying some dumb shit. I don't count that. Fuck it. It's not about how many mistakes you make. It's when you make a mistake and how you bounce back from it. And you're real fucking good at that. There's so many things that have come to light.
He's reminding me of when I lost everything. And I've always been very spiritual, very much into God. Never really every Sunday going to church kind of a person. That's another story. But when I lost everything, you know, and if you've ever had a major crisis, I mean, you do, you get, you know, if it's really that bad, mine was really bad. It was the worst. It was the bottom of the bottom. And I'm like, you know what? I kind of, this is the kind of energy I was having. I'm like, where are you now that I need you the most? And I'm a good person. I didn't do nothing wrong. I didn't deserve this, which I didn't. Because I didn't realize God knows what's best. That's another story. But I mean, God, he's giving me this vibe, exactly the vibe. I mean, not that he is going through this, but the way he's acting, like, yeah, like when somebody gives up on God or source, and then you're like, you know, I'm sorry. For me personally, This is definitely, I'm projecting, this is definitely a me thing, not a Sansom thing. And it's just, it's hitting me.
How you bounce back from it, and you're real fucking good.
Because I was being a smartass too, when I would talk to God or whatever, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, I was there, I've done good. I don't know, you know, I'm like, fuck you. It's for real. And I was completely abandoned. He totally let me go. And the end of the story was that in the end, long months later, maybe a year, finally I felt that whole, that old, you know, that little poem about the footprints. And then it just hit me one day. And I'm getting choked up just telling you guys about it. And I was just like, oh shit. He was carrying me this whole time. Whoa. Sorry. You just ignited something here, Sansom. Love you. Give me a second.
About how many mistakes you make, it's when you make a mistake and how you bounce back from it, and you're real fucking good at that. There's so many things that have come to light. You could probably do something horrible like kill a dog and nobody would even, oh right, I don't mind if you
exactly. Did you guys hear that? Did you see the whole when he was using these dogs for sand fleas, chewing their freaking face off? And I don't want to talk anything about animals, I know it's painful, but wow, what a great way to deliver that, Sansom.
Probably do something horrible like kill a dog and nobody would even, oh right, I don't mind if you butchered beagles. You can murder my grandma, I wouldn't look at it as evil, as long as one of them doesn't do it with their careless actions. Maskless, ruthless people, it's like folks don't believe in you anymore. All the faith and the trust is gone. I don't care that you put hounds 6 feet deep in the ground, I always root for the underdog. Alright, I'm done fucking around. Insanity is doing the same thing again and again and then expecting a different result. That's not the exact definition. Insanity is doing the same thing and root for the underdog. Alright, I'm done fucking around. Yeah. Insanity is doing the same thing again and again and then
Chills. Sorry for the interruption, but I gotta share this, right? That's the whole point of the reaction.
Expecting a different result. That's not the exact definition of the word. It was Einstein's, but it makes sense, so it holds. Look, if I was your fitness coach and I was giving you routines to get to your goals, but you kept getting fatter and you weren't getting thinner, would you keep paying for me to assist you? No. Or better yet, what if I was your physician and you came to me with a sickness and I'm supposed to fix it, and I gave you a bunch of prescriptions and they didn't work over the course of 2 years? Would you find someone different? I think there's a good chance you would. And if you wouldn't, guess what? It's your choice. And that's the good thing about living in America, at least until now, you had a voice. This has been a pain in the ass for
you. Know how I've been talking about this freedom of speech, because freedom is everything to me. That's my bone. That's why I started this channel. Oh, I love you guys. Thank you for this. Thank you for recommending this. Thank you for being here right now. I'm just gonna rewind just a little bit, just one more time. I can't get enough of this guy.
Living in America, at least until now, you had a voice. This has been a pain in the ass for everybody. It's really been a bitch from the start. But how many times you gotta get fucked before you realize they don't have your best interests at heart?
Wow. Boom. Ah! All these sounds just wanted to come through my body. Because you don't really have my interests at heart. Man. God, this has gotta go on like a replay, guys. This has got to go on a replay. Man, this is almost a mantra, an anthem. God. Oh, my God. Ooh. As long as I live, I'm gonna make everybody watch this. Tell all my friends, my family, like, maybe not now, because some of them just ain't ready. I don't want to be insensitive. But the right time will come. And maybe I'll do a reaction video of all the people reacting to it later, on a later date. You know, when so much time goes by, people look back and they're like, what? 2020, what? That kind of a thing. Although I'm sure everybody will always remember 2020. But, you know, there'll be another generation, right? Kind of like the 9/11 generation that were born or very small at the time, very different than for some of us that actually remember that day. Sansom. You guys know I'm a Tom McDonald fan for all the reasons that you know. And if you're not aware of him, look him up. I have my favorites, I'm sure so do you. But this Sansom, it's he's got this charisma. I keep saying it. Like, I think this is it the second or third Sansom video I did. So I already did, at your request, I did, what was the first one? What About Us? Then the second one was it 46 equals 13? And now this one. Look at that. Man, this guy should have millions of views. Oh, and as you can see, oh, you know what? I'm going to screen share real quick because I want it for the record that I haven't seen it and I am going to like it right in front of you guys. You see that? Boom. And I should also add just a little love here, just a little love. Can you guys see what I'm doing? I'll probably go back later and edit it and add some words to it. But for now, just, Sansom, stop it. I mean, don't stop it. Do you know what I mean? Oh my God. Here's what I'm liking about these songs. And I'm just, okay, love that you guys are talking to me, commenting, reaching back out, reminding me, all the above. Can't get enough of it. I'm telling you, I read them. Your comments are my fuel. Keep them coming, whether it's in live stream or the replay. But I'm serious. I'm serious. Like anybody who challenges this, I'm like, do me a favor. You know how people like will share TikToks and stuff? I'm like, just watch this. Just, what a most loving way of pointing out some really ugly, pathetic, stupid facts. And he mentioned the AIDS, so again, and he also mentioned like, no, don't do your research. That's stupid. right. Of course. Don't look over here. There's nothing to see over here. I mean, I get it. If you got nothing to hide, you wouldn't even say that. You would be like, no, dude, go do your research. Let's come back to the drawing board. Let's talk about it. Like, I question everything. Like, was this right? And not to be a fact checker, I'm just going, well, who wrote this? And where's the study? Again, I just did a live earlier, episode 40. And I'm like, even when they say study shows, well, who did that study? Where do they do that study? You see what I mean? But okay, check mark to the, all right. But I'm not going to sit there and go, oh, these are facts. Not until I really do research. And it's not that easy, not that quick. You get me? But this guy, oh my God, how does he do it? How does he come up with that? And then rehearses in such a way that he's just perfectly with the beat, the mouth in that video. Love it. Starting out praying on the bed and then outside in nature. Can we get some air, please? Fearless. Love it. Oh, my kind of person. Yeah. And now, thank you so much, guys, for being here with me. Whether you're live with me right now or later, I'm going to read your live chats. Thank you. What's up? Let's see. Hello, Chad Edwards. You were the first one that was in on this. I wonder, did you get a notification or you just happened to see it, you know? Or was it the title? Was it the thumbnail? Well, I actually didn't put his picture in the thumbnail. I'll do that afterwards. But did you like read the description? I'm curious, guys. Let me know. Oh, yeah. Let's see. James M. Jadzelix. Jadzelix. Dude, I'm going to mess it up, okay? English is my third language. But thank you. All right. Keep them coming. It's whatever I get the most requests to. And like a quick word, I got so many. And it was just never the right time. And then today I was going to do it. And then I ran out of time. And I was like, no, I got to do it. Okay. I've been looking forward to this. Hey, Sama Hamam. Thank you. You love Sam's? Oh, shoot. That's awesome. Sam, Sansom. Okay. Gotcha. MM. Hey, Olga and chat, how y'all doing? I like it. Welcome, MM. Did you see it? Did you get here from the beginning? Pony Boy Chris. My favorite Sansom songs. This one was 48 equals 13. Oh, so it's not 46. I may have said it wrong. Sixth Sense. Okay, I haven't done that one. Sansom reaction to the Vax That Thang Up. Oh, Vax That Thang Up. Someone else I think mentioned Birthday Bash, Leave the Kids Out of It, What About Us. I've done What About Us. Go check out that video. Let me know. Make sure you leave a comment. And yeah, let's see what the next one will be. Sansom is the king of sarcasm. Brian Pankey, yes. You said it better than me. Thank you. I was trying to find those words. Thank you. Pony Boy Quirtis, I would love to see a collaboration of Tom McDonald and Sansom. That would be super interesting. Sansom has a way to make serious issues funny. Check out the Vax That Thang if you haven't yet. No, I haven't. I haven't. And you know I won't, guys. I'm going to do it live. But I will. I just don't want to get you guys bored with, like, you know, tons of the same stuff. So, you know, not, there's so much I want to talk about. And all these songs are really talking about what's current, right? Love it. These guys are amazing. And I'll do anything in my power that they get noticed, talked about, mentioned. Ugh. As you guys have seen in the news, the mainstream media, they're dying. Yes, yes. And it's all because of people like you and me choosing not to watch them, choosing not to support them. That's all we had to do. We don't have to talk shit, talk bad. I mean, even when I do give you my opinion about fettuccine. You get me, right? We got to have some fun with it. That's what I love about these guys. Sansom, people like that, the rap. Oh, he's just so much fun. And I like that when the way he's singing, it's so conversive. I mean, you could say that about rap in general, you know, or hip hop, but no, he's got a particular way that reminds me of like country music. Someone's just playing the guitar and then you start talking, like telling a story, and then the guy with the guitar just goes along with it. You know what I mean? There's something that in there. I haven't really done my research about Sansom. So is he country? I'm not going to assume because he has a mullet. I think the mullet is, I mean, he wears it cute. Usually I wouldn't be, the mullets don't turn me on, but he does it in like such a cute way. I almost don't even notice it. Then I'll notice it. And then I'm like, he's just, his expressions get me every time. Oh my God. Yes. Pony Boy Curtis. Have you seen Tom McDonald's new video, Sheeple? I just did a reaction of it yesterday. Go look at episode 39. Please let me know. Make sure you comment on the bottom. Chad Edwards, you're awesome, ! More people need to experience that feeling. I like that. Yay. You feel me? I'm telling you, that's like my greatest accomplishment with you guys here on this channel, is to try to get that feeling that we feel each other as much as we can without being, you know, side by side in person. Drop. Let me see. Nightmare, welcome. I'm wearing my Sansom shirt right now. Laugh out loud. Wow, I didn't know he had such diehard fans, right? But okay. The Sixth Sense is good. Samaham, The Sixth Sense is good too. All right. I wonder what should I do next? I mean, not today. Today, this is a wrap. This is you, me. Well, Sansom, you, me. Or you, Sansom, and me. That's it. I wanted to be totally focused, free, and see what else you guys have to say to me. Keep your comments coming. Chad Edwards was doing homework and a notification popped up and dropped what I was doing. Laugh out loud. That's awesome, man. I mean, I don't mean to interrupt you. You know, you got to do what you got to do, and whatever is best for you is what's best for you. But there's nothing like this, right? Oh my God. I don't know. I mean, I think this guy says so much. I mean, Tom McDonald does that as well. But then with Tom McDonald, it's, God, it's so, I don't need to say it. You guys already know. Hashtag H-O-G. But you guys have turned me on to Sansom, and I'm a fan, and I deeply, deeply enjoy him. I think I just have more fun with Sansom, and then with Tom McDonald, I just get more like full tarred on my, you know, you see this, you know, this is real. Yeah. Yeah. He said it. That's where I get more like that. And Sansom, it's like, do we know, is he over 21? Is he legal? Like, would I be able to buy him a drink or something? Like, oh my God. Oh, anyway, nothing but love for both of them, but we are talking about Sansom. MM. Chris Webby's Raw Thoughts V is very powerful as well. Wait, Raw Thoughts V? Did I say this right? MM, you know me. Well, I think that's my reaction for today with Sansom. I don't think there's much to say. But you saw my reaction. I think the reaction, sometimes you just don't need all the words. You guys can see, I can see. Tell me what you like the most about reactions in general. But as you can see, I'm an emo type person, not in the emo, like depressed emo, but like emotive. All right, guys. Well, it's a wrap for Sansom. A quick word reaction live here on the Olga Perez Show. Oh, I got it. MM. See, I must've had to mess up just to get that text that you just put right in there. MM, sorry. Thoughts 5. Got it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all your love, your comments, for sharing, for liking. Subscribe if you haven't already. Hit the notification bell all if you haven't already. Because, you know, YouTube, you can't trust them anyway, but at least you can try. And until next time, much love, many blessings, and I'll talk to you soon.